You remember the last time we went to the woodshed? Proverbs chapter 10. Let me just share with you some other scriptures. Proverbs 10, verse 19. In the multitude of words, there wanteth not sin. In other words, there's lots of sin in lots of talk. But he that refraineth his lips is wise. It's smart not to be so quick to have something to say about everything that's going on. That's what he said. Let's look at Proverbs 13. Verse number 1 through 3. A wise son heareth his father's instruction, but a scorner heareth not rebuke. A man shall eat good by the fruit of his mouth, but the soul of the transgressor shall eat violence. He that keepeth his mouth keepeth his life, but he that openeth wide his lips shall have destruction. When you start a fire or add fuel to the fire, you are bound to be burnt by it. That's what he means there. He that openeth wide his lips shall have destruction. That's a promise from God's word. You cannot pass those things along or participate in them without being affected and hurt by it. Chapter 18, verse number 6. A fool's lips enter into contention, and his mouth calleth for strokes. A fool's mouth is his destruction, and his lips are the snare of his soul. Chapter 21. Verse 2. And I think this is oftentimes where we get into trouble. Every way of a man is right in his own eyes, but the Lord pondereth the hearts. The Lord knows really what's going on down on the inside, and while it may appear to us to be right and proper, the Lord knows what the motive is. He's the one that's determining down in the heart. Now let me give you some advice from God's word. I'm going to pass along God's advice. All right? Book of James, chapter number 1. Book of James, chapter 1. Some of us have gotten ourselves into deep trouble because we have stuck ourselves in every situation that came along. Some of us have gotten ourselves into trouble because we had an opinion about everything and every person. And some of us have got ourselves into trouble because we have passed along to others things that have been shared to us in confidence. Some of us have gotten ourselves into trouble because we have, under the guise and under the deceit and the deception of trying to help a brother or a sister, we have been involved in common ordinary tale-bearing. Paul says, neither give place to the devil. James says it this way in chapter 1, verse 19. Wherefore, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear and slow to speak, slow to wrath, for the wrath of man worketh not the righteousness of God. Now that's clear enough, but I'm going to put it in common language. The message of the Holy Spirit is keep your ears open and your mouth shut. Be swift to hear, but be slow to speak. Now let me speak to you just from the heart. I believe that God's people are very sincere in their desire to help one another. I believe the people of God are very sincere and very open to the work of the Holy Spirit and desirous to be used of God to help others who are in need in the body of Christ. And in that attitude of openness to the Holy Spirit, in that attitude of seeking and desiring earnestly to be used of God to help another, if we are not careful, we can be deceived. Much as we would think that it is not, we would like to think that it is not possible, it is possible for a Christian to be deceived. And to think that he or she is hearing from God when they're not hearing from God. From time to time, it happens differently in different lives, but from time to time, we find ourselves, because of the press of our problems and the press of our circumstances, because of the press that things are going on in our lives, that we begin to wander away from the Good Shepherd. Not knowingly, we have no idea what's happening, but we begin to walk away or wander away from Him and wander away from the rest of the flock. I'm not talking about physically necessarily, but spiritually. And we get to the place where we can just barely hear Him call. Hey, sheep. Hey, sheep. Come by. Just barely hear Him. Barely hear Him. But we don't listen. And we keep wandering. And the first thing you know, we cannot hear the shepherd's voice any longer. But we hear another voice. And it's the voice of the stranger. It's the one that we're not supposed to hear, and it's the one we're not supposed to listen to. But we hear the stranger's voice, and it's been so long since we've heard the shepherd's voice that we are unable to discern the difference between the voice of the shepherd and the voice of the wolf. And we begin to say, "Oh, the shepherd said." And the shepherd didn't say at all. The wolf said. We begin to say, "Oh, the shepherd told me I'm to thus and so." And all we have heard is a wolf in the guise of a shepherd. It's very important that you and I walk very closely to the Lord. It's important we walk so close to Him that we can't hear anybody else's voice. That the voice of the Good Shepherd drowns out anything else that would come. That's what Jesus was talking about when he was talking about the sheep in the sheepfold. And He said they don't hear the voice of the stranger and they won't heed Him because they're so close to the shepherd. Back in Ephesians again in the fourth chapter, the passage that we read earlier, verse number 16. From whom the whole body, fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplieth, according to the effectual working in the measure of every part, maketh increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love. I believe we must be very careful in the body of Christ that we do not fall into the role, either regularly or even occasionally, of a busybody in the kingdom of God. It is not necessary for any of us to be a one-man band. The body of Jesus Christ has many members, one body, but many members. It's also important for us to recognize that Jesus Christ is the Good Shepherd. He is the great shepherd and the bishop of our souls. And even myself, as the shepherd of the flock, you will not find me sticking my nose in your business every time. every time something happens with you. I won't do that. God hasn't called me to do that. If you're hurting and you need something, God will show me that. But I'm not going to be running up and down your neighborhood streets, sticking my nose into your house. Some of you are saying, praise the Lord. Well, I always wanted a preacher like that that wouldn't show up when I wasn't expecting him. I didn't say that. But you understand what I'm saying. There is the temptation sometimes to think that we, me, is the answer to all the world's problems. And that God's going to use me in every situation, in every case. That's not the way the Lord works. We must be careful about that. And we must be also very careful to not allow the enemy to use us in any way to harm a brother or to harm a sister. You can do more damage with your words than you could ever do with anything else. The best way I know to stop things before they really get going good is to refuse to pass them on, and yes, even to refuse to listen. If someone calls you on the phone, especially if the same person is calling you regularly about this need or that need, you need to develop a hard of hearing case. I'm serious. I'm talking about putting that stuff behind us. I'm talking about growing up in Christ. I'm talking about being grown up men and women in Christ and no longer babies. You turn 6 kids loose in a backyard, you'll have a fight in 30 minutes. Right or not right? Unfortunately, you can turn 6 Christians loose in the same backyard, you'll still have a fight in 30 minutes. But beloved, it ought not to be so. Beloved, it ought not to be so. And it won't be so here. And it won't be so among us as we grow up in Christ, as we learn how to love one another, as we learn how to forgive one another, as we learn how to forbear one another. And beloved, if we can't learn how to do it here, how are we ever going to learn how to do it out in the world? If I can't love you as my brother enough to overlook your faults, isn't anybody here that doesn't have some faults, including me? Now that surprises you, doesn't it, that I would have some faults? That amazes some of you, doesn't it? I don't want anybody to get morbid, so I'm trying to keep you light. There isn't anybody here that doesn't have some faults. Most of you probably know what mine are. I praise God you're not telling everybody else about them. And I do you the same honor. And that's the way it's supposed to be. You see, God's word says the effectual, fervent prayer of the righteous man availeth much. You know, you've got special, special, wonderful promises with God. Just you, by yourself alone. You don't need 5 other guys to pray with you about a brother. You don't need 18 other women to come together to pray with you about a sister's problems. You've got rights with God yourself. Take those to the Lord yourself in the name of Jesus. Use that prayer language that God's given you and intercede for one another. And let the Holy Spirit do the work. Did you know that there's only one Holy Spirit in the earth? Just one. Just one. There are a lot of Christians that feel like they're the Holy Spirit. And they're running around trying to do the work of the Holy Spirit. God never called us to do the Holy Spirit's work. He has called us to be channels through which the work of the Spirit may be funneled. We are not Holy Spirits. And I think sometimes that's where we get into trouble. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, save that which is to the good of edifying, that it may minister grace to the hearer. Neither give place to the devil. Now, we've not talked about this before. The Lord hasn't really laid it upon my heart to talk about it. The scripture has come to me on numerous occasions, but he never caused me to bring the message about it until tonight. Do you receive what I say to you tonight? Do you receive it? It's the word of God. Let's pray. Father, we want you to know that we're grateful that freedom comes from knowing the truth. That the truth never hurt anybody, and facing up to the truth never hurt anybody. We thank you, Father, that Jesus said that if we would continue in his word, then we would be his disciples and we'd know the truth, because the truth is the word, and that truth would make us free. Now, Father, we've received your truth tonight in another area of our life. We thank you, Father, that you have provided for us freedom in an area where perhaps we haven't had it before, because freedom follows your truth. I ask you, Father, to take that verse of Scripture and cause it to be embedded and implanted in our spirits and our souls, that when the tempter comes, when the deceiver comes, when he attempts to deceive us and causes us to bear tale, or causes us to speak something that doesn't edify, doesn't build up, but rather tears down, when he attempts to deceive us that we're doing good when actually we're ripping apart, I pray, Father, for myself and for this entire body, that you would cause a warning alarm to go off inside us, the warning alarm of your Holy Spirit, and notify us, Father, instantly what's about to happen. Let us discern, Father, so that we know that the deceiver's at work. For surely, our Father, we make this covenant with you, that if we know, if you will alert us, we'll not fall prey. We will not bring railing accusation against someone who's been purchased with your own precious blood. We'll not talk about nor tear down anyone who is made in the similitude of God. That includes any human being. Father, help us to get a glimpse and then a clear vision of what you can do by the power of your Spirit in an atmosphere of love and forbearance and forgiveness. Give us a vision, O God, of what you can do and what you will do and how much you can overcome when love lubricates our relationships. Help us, Father, to see where we've missed it. And Lord, where we have missed it, we want you to know tonight we're sorry. We ask you to forgive us, Father, and to cleanse us and to remove the stain of that thing, and cause us to be renewed in the spirit of our minds, and cause our hearts to be restored to communion and fellowship with you and with one another. We pray, our Father, that you would keep us forever from the deceitfulness of gossip and tale-bearing, idle chatter, and busying ourselves about other people's business. Cause us, Father, to be vessels of your love, vessels of your grace, vessels of your forgiveness and your forbearance, vessels, Father, of your uplifting, vessels of your comfort. Help us, Lord, to have such a confidence in you that we do not need the corroborating testimony of others. Help us to have such a confidence in you and your witness and your work in our lives that we don't need 8 other people to confirm it for us. Help us, Father, to know your voice so clearly and so plainly that we can easily discern the counterfeit voice of the enemy. Help us, Father, to have the power, to yield to the power that's in us, that we may stand alone with you if necessary, and not take our comfort or our assurance in the confidence of other men or other women, but that our confidence is in the Lord, that we are strong in the Lord, and in the power of your might. Help us, Father, to know that while there is wisdom and safety in the multitude of counselors, that because everyone agrees with us does not make us right. Help us, our Father, to know that it is your Spirit agreeing with ours that makes us right. Help us, Father, ever to be vigilant and to be sober, even as Peter said, recognizing that our adversary, the devil, walketh about as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. And guard us, O God, from falling prey to his deception. Keep us and guard us, O God, from falling prey and being used as his tool unwittingly. Now, Father, we've prayed this prayer in faith, believing that the eyes of God are over the righteous and that his ears are open to their prayers. We pray our prayer, Father, in Jesus' name, knowing that you hear us, knowing that it is in accordance with your will. Therefore, we have assurance not only that you heard us, but that we have already obtained what we've asked you for. We believe and confess, O God, that our prayers are effectual, that they are powerful, that they are dynamic in their working, and that they will produce the result that we have asked for. We've been specific in our praying, Father, and we expect and believe you for specific results. Now, Father, we ask you this one last thing. Should we have, Father, in the past in any way brought hurt or harm to anyone else in the body of Christ, or without for that matter, Father, in addition to your forgiveness for us, Father, and restoration for us, we ask you for healing for that person who may have been hurt. You said, Lord, that the wounds of a talebearer go deep, way down into the spirit. And we know that the only one that can reach down in that spirit, in that hurt place, and cause healing is you. We know that it's your Holy Spirit, Father, that's got the ability to go into those places and bring healing. And we ask you, Father, in the name of Jesus, on behalf of any who've been hurt, to minister your healing that only you can bring to the inner man. We ask you to comfort, Father, with that same comfort wherewith you've comforted us. We ask you to bring total and complete restoration in the name of Jesus. And then we ask you, our Father, to draw us closer to you, so close that all we hear is your voice. All we hear is the voice of the shepherd, that we're not able to hear the stranger's voice, that is way off in the distance and we pay it no mind. Draw us, Father, unto you so close. We come willingly, Lord, as you draw. We listen for the sweetness of your voice. We reach out for the warmth of your presence. We long for the joy that comes with the fullness of the presence of God. One of you has something from the Lord, you may bring it now. If the Lord uses you in the vocal gifts, ask Him if it's you. Give a stronger anointing, Father.
My children, I have spoken to you of the days that were ahead, and I have called unto you and pleaded unto you to take the peace that I have offered to you and hold it in your heart. To take it, my children, by your will and hold it, that I may garrison your heart. The enemy has come in these days to steal from you. Your salvation you cannot take, but he has come to steal from you your reward, your peace. And I say to you, be not found these days in strife and in wrath, but be found in love and be found in peace. Take it by thy will, my children, and hold it to your heart, that I may garrison and keep it.
Good. Saith the Lord God. Shuani, ye combiraho, ye shovarakaya, ye tomaha, ye shomvina boca yete, ye tomohoshika nobutananaye, ye farakuya bashofita, shumakahatino no, handobokaran chantina, shato kefireti muna, shurakaburiti, shufarakariputa, shuakofuranda monahakete, ngurichi furiata. Thank you, Father. We thank you, Father, for your work among us tonight. We thank you for ministering to us by your Spirit, by the Word. We receive, our Father, that which you freely give. We receive that which you freely offer. We praise you, Lord. In Jesus' name. 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 Thank you, Father. 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 Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Bless your name, Jesus. We exalt you, Lord. We exalt you, Lord. We bless you, Father. We praise your name, Lord, and we adore you. We lift our hearts unto you, Father, in worship and praise. We magnify you, Lord, in thanking you for your peace and for your joy. We thank you for your forgiveness, Lord, and for your restoration. We thank you for your instruction, Father. We praise you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
You have been robbed of the spirit of reverence, my children, for the days and the times in which you live. For as Solomon left his bedchamber to come into the court, the people did hear, and they fall on their faces in reverence and in awe and in respect of his coming. My children, you do not know what it is for heads to be severed when there was reverence, not in the palace of the king. And I would have you know that this day the footfall of my son is heard in the chambers. And you walk, my children, in reverence, that you may hear this footfall, and you may be ready, and you may hear as he comes. And you may hear with rejoicing, my children, and you may hear with awe, and you may hear with fear of your God, but you may rejoice for the footfall is in the chambers.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, my Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Iko bahashua kahabukata. Hato mahakari. Yeton vinandofi. Ishunkano batanko. You hafino kodinge fushibatonda.